请大家一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们下午的祷告会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence this afternoon's prayer section.
来唱赞美诗259首。
Let's sing hymn 259.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们下午在祷告之前，小弟想说用一段经文来跟我们做相互的分享。
In this section, before we start to pray, I would like to share with you several biblical verses.
来看路加福音的第五章。
Please refer to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5.
路加福音第五章，从第一节，我们一起来看。
We read from verse 1.Luke chapter 5, verse 1.
五章第一节，耶稣站在哥尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。二节。
Verse 2.
他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船，起网去了。三节。
3.
有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下。从船上教训众人。四节。
Verse 4.
讲完了对西门说，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。五节。
Verse 5.
西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么，但依从你的话我就下网。六节。
6.
他们下了网就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开。七节。
7.
便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。八节。
Verse 8.
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。九节。
9.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。十节。
10.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人啊。11节。
11.
他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从的耶稣。在这里记载着主耶稣选召他的门徒的经过。
In here, it records how Jesus chose his disciples.
耶稣在这个格尼撒勒湖，就是加利利海。
So the Lord stood by the lake of Gennesaret, which was also Lake of Galilee.
跟随他的人为了听耶稣的道，所以拥挤着耶稣。
So the multitudes and the crowded, wish to listen to his sermon.
所以耶稣为了找一个能够讲道的地方所以就上了彼得的船。
So he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's.
当耶稣讲完了道理，叫彼得把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。
And after he delivered the sermon, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the catch.
那彼得就回答耶稣说他们已经整夜劳碌，一无所获了。
But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing.
言下之意有一点觉得说耶稣这个要他下网打鱼如同班门弄斧三岁的要教七岁的一样。
It just seemed that, you know, Simon was trying to tell Jesus, he was a professional, and yet, Jesus was trying to teach him how to catch fish.
但是依照耶稣的话，他们还是照做了。
And yet they still follow Jesus' instruction.
那没想到这一网却圈住许多的鱼装满了两条船。
They caught a great number of fish and the net was breaking.
于是西门彼得在耶稣的膝前这个向耶稣说道，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
So Simon Peter fell down at the Lord's knees saying, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord.
主耶稣安慰他说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人。
So the Lord said to Simon, Do not be afraid, from now on you will catch men.
那于是他们把船拢了岸，撇下所有，就跟随了耶稣了。
So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
那从这一段经文小弟想说提出几点跟我们一起学习。
So I would like to share with you several points from this passage as we just read.
主耶稣拣选门徒的目的，尤其是西门彼得，就是要让他成为得人如鱼的人海渔夫啊。
The reason Jesus chose a disciple, just like what we have read, he will catch men from now on.
来传讲得这个传讲啊救人的福音。
He's going to preach the gospel of salvation to man.
让人承认自己的罪，离开罪。来归入耶稣基督。
So man will confess his sin and depart from the sin and belong to the Lord.
这个是耶稣拣选彼得的目的。
And this is the purpose of the Lord, chose Peter as one of his disciples.
在这里我们看到耶稣借着一个神迹，来让彼得认识他。
Through a miracle performed, the Lord wanted Peter to understand.
让我们觉得有趣的就是耶稣在彰显这个神迹的方法。
What really impressed us is how the Lord performed this miracle.
耶稣不是说彼得你注意看注意看然后鱼一条一条跳上船
The Lord didn't perform like a magician. Just watch me.Then, just in the blink, all the fish just jump on the boat.
结果跳满了两艘船。
And the two boats were filled, with fish.
如果是这样的话，不要耶稣说这是个神迹的，大家看也知道这是个神迹嘛。
And the Lord didn't even have to, to say anything because everybody could witness, it was a miracle.
但是主耶稣，是用什么方法？
So how did Jesus perform this miracle?
是叫彼得说你把水把船开到水深之处像你劳碌一整夜毫无所得的那种方法再做一次。
And Jesus, the Lord actually told Peter to repeat what he had done fruitlessly, in the night. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the catch.
彼得说我们已经一整晚试了不知道上百次了一无所有好像说的鱼都 vacation 去了。
Therefore, the Peter answered, we have toiled all night and caught nothing, and nothing.
耶稣要求他你再做一次。
Yet the Lord asked him to repeat the same steps again.
同样的方法再试一次嘛。
And to try it again.
结果这一次就显出神迹来了。
And when they are done, the miracle was manifested.
传福音救灵魂的工作就是这样子。
This is the way how we spread the gospel and save souls.
我们都希望我们所传讲的这个福音有人相信有这个成果展现。
We hope what we have preached will have fruitful result.
但是我们也如同西门彼得回答耶稣的话一样
Or perhaps we will answer, we'll give the same answer like Simon Peter.
主啊，没有用啦。
And Lord, it is useless.
我已经讲破嘴啦。
And I have been spent all my efforts trying to preach.
我家那个老公不信就是不信啦。
My husband, was so stubborn, like a mule.
我的太太不听就是不听啦。
And my wife refused to listen.
我的父母根本理都不理啊。
And my parents just simply ignored.
或者是我的儿女、我的朋友、我的邻居根本都已经没有反应了。
Or my children, or even my neighbors, have no feeling at all. Have no reactions and no feeling at all.
就像彼得跟耶稣讲的说说我劳碌了一整夜并没有打着什么。
It was exactly like what Simon, had answered. We've toiled all night and caught nothing.
当我们已经放弃的时候
When we are about to give up.
我们不想再向我们所要宣传福音的那个对象再提 有关耶稣的事情。
And we don't want to mention a word to that person.
我们是不是
about the Lord?
愿意也像彼得一样哦？但哦，但依从你的话，我再试试看。
Maybe, we will follow what Simon's example. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. So we will try it again.
哎，有可能这一次一试，这一通电话的邀请。就来了。
Maybe when you make another call, and this person will show up, he will accept your invitation.
哦，在台湾呢有个姐妹。
There is a sister in Taiwan.
要向她阿姨传福音呢。
She has been preaching to her aunt.
哦，这个阿姨啊，当场就翻脸了。
And the aunt became so angry.
哦，你来我很高兴，但是要讲耶稣，我请你出去。
And I'm very glad that you come visit me. If you want to talk about the Lord, get out.
当场就把他赶出去了。
And she cast her out.
那就真的就出去了。
And she left her home.
当她想要下楼的时候，发现说她的裙摆啊被夹在那个铁门上。
And when she was about to go downstairs, and her skirt was actually caught by the gate.
怎么办
？And then what she's going to do?
阿姨，哦，现在很生气啊！我如果再按电铃哦，哦。他会更生气。
If I try to press the doorbell again, my aunt will be very, very angry.
我 thinking
that I was going to try to preach to her.
我就等吧。
So just let me wait.
等他气消了好了。
Until she comes now.
我再按电铃。
Until she cools now. Then I press the doorbell again.
结果这样一等哦，等了40分钟。
And she waited for about 40 minutes.
他阿姨 突然开了门，因为他要出去。
And suddenly, the gate was open.
结果阿姨就看到他站在门口，就说：“你怎么没有走？你怎么在这里干什么
？”And I saw her standing at the gate and asked, "Why are you still here?"
阿姨不好意思哦，因为我的裙子被你的铁门夹住了。
And so it was so embarrassing because my skirt it was caught, by the gate, by your gate.
你怎么不按电铃呢
？And why do you press the doorbell？
因为阿姨，我看你那么生气我不敢按电铃。
Because I thought you were so angry, so I dare not to press the doorbell.
这个阿姨想一想，好了好了，晚上跟你去参加布道会，但是我先跟你讲，我不会信哦。
And she said, "Fine, I will follow you to the church tonight. And just bear in mind, I will not believe in the Lord."
那一天晚上他来参加布道会他这个阿姨参加布道会就得了圣灵了。
So in that following, so on the night, the aunt came to attend the service, and she received the Holy Spirit.
后来
on the spot. Later on, she was baptized.
因为这个姐妹不灰心
It is because the sister did not give up. She was not discouraged.
所以我们很多时候我们应该要像这个主耶稣在这里教导彼得的再试一次有这样的勇气跟有这样的意愿。
And many times we should follow what Lord have told us, try to do it just one more time.
不一定就是这个一场布道三千人五千人洗礼不一定是这样的神迹的。
This will not be the case like what the disciples experience in one evangelical service, 3,000, even 5,000,were baptized. We didn't expect for that kind of we don't expect for that kind of a result.
时候可能都没有任何的动静就像彼得在这里所说的劳碌了一整夜什么都没有补到
Sometimes nothing might happen, just like what Simon had experienced. They have toiled all night and caught nothing.
但是只要我们不灰心
，As long as we are not discouraged, we don't give up.
主耶稣会赏赐我们。满满的两艘船的渔获。
And the Lord will bless us with two full load of fish.
再来跟大家分享的第二点。
The second point I'm going to share with you.
当这个西门彼得看到这一网网上的两艘装满了两艘船的渔获的时候。
So when Simon noticed, both of the boats were filled with fish.
他在主耶稣的面前俯伏
And he fell down at the Lord's knees, saying,
他说出了让我们觉得很奇怪的话。
And he made strange statement.
他说主啊离开我我是个罪人。
Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord.
我们想想看如果我们是彼得你会说什么
If we were Peter, what are we going, what are we going to say?
哦，或许我们说啊，主啊，哦，你赶快教我啊，你到底是怎么看的？哦，怎么，哦，你是看这个水波是怎么动啊，或者是啊，这个方向是怎么，哦，怎么下网的？哦，
we may ask the Lord, teach me how to catch the fish.
哦，
what am I supposed to look for?
哎，这个喜欢钓鱼的你们就知道了
啊。Those of you who enjoy fishing, you know what I'm talking about.
啊，或许我们会跟耶稣说啊，哎，耶稣啊，哦，你真的是开金口哎，啊，下次哦，啊，你要再多讲几句嘛。
Or we may tell the Lord that, you know, you really have golden mouth. Maybe next time, you know, if you say more, then we can catch even more fish.
哦，也许我们会跟耶稣说啊，啊，你是好运的啦，不要，你是个木匠而已，你好运的而已啦，哦。
Or we may tell the Lord that if this is merely in the good luck, you are actually a son of carpenter. How much do you know about fishing?
无论怎么样啊，
so this is just coincidental.
也不会讲说主啊，离开我，我是个罪人呢。
But we will never make the statement like what Peter has said. Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord.
主耶稣在这里没有跟彼得责备半句话哦。
We should notice that Jesus did not rebuke, never rebuked Peter at all.
没有像哦，我这个周传道要从第一天晚上布道讲人生，第二天讲什么理性、感性和分析，第三天还要讲这个啊，早上讲什么罪与罚哈，讲那么多啊。
Well, it's not like me, you know. I've been delivering a lot of sermons, different topics, including rationality, sensitivity, and etc.
哦，目的啊，就是要让我们朋友们说承认啊，我们有罪，我们需要信耶稣。耶稣都没有讲半句啊，彼得就自己俯伏说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
Yeah, my purpose is to let you aware that we are all sinners. We have to confess. And yet Jesus didn't even say anything about sin.
主耶稣是用什么力量征服彼得的
？And how did the Lord convince Peter?
哦，主耶稣。用帮助彼得的方法来让他承认他是个罪人。
Jesus just simply used a way to help Peter and make him to realize and to confess to the Lord that he was indeed a sinner.
主耶稣用关心，用提供彼得他的需要，让彼得承认自己是罪人。
The Lord provides, showing his loving care.So finally, Peter, you know, admitted and confessed that he was a sinner.
很多时候啊，我们啊求好心切哦，我们急着要我们传讲的对象哦，这些慕道朋友啊，承认他自己是个罪人呢。
Yeah, many times we are so anxious trying to persuade and convince our true figure fans they are sinners.
哦，要证明他们的错，证明他们的罪，证明他们的可恶。
Well, we are trying to prove they are wrong. They are sinful.
让他们来承认他们是罪人。
So they will admit and confess. So they will all admit they were sinners.
但是我们却忘了应该要先关怀他们。
And we have forgotten that. A very important point that we have to show our care, our loving care and concern.
真心的帮助他们。
We should truly and sincerely help them.
唯有这样子才能够向主耶稣让彼得自愿的俯伏在他的面前承认他是个罪人。
If we can do so just like the Lord, then the true seeker's friends will be like Simon Peter, falling down at the Lord's knees saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
主耶稣来到世上，
When Jesus was on earth in flesh,
他用最大的爱，用毫无保留牺牲的爱来给了我们。
And he manifested the unconditional love, even sacrificing his own life for us.
圣经说，当人子被举起来的时候，就要吸引万人来归他。
So when the Son of Man, was lifted up, he will draw a lot of people getting close to him.
耶稣用爱来吸引万人归他。
So the Lord used love to attract many people.To come to him.
耶稣的高举，耶稣的被高举是指着他钉十字架。
And the Lord was uplifted refer to his crucifixion on the cross.
耶稣用爱吸引众人归他。
So the Lord used love to attract many people belonging to him.
也唯有爱才能够让人愿意在他的面前承认自己是个罪人。
Only but only love will convince a person he or she is indeed a sinner.
所以今天我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So our beloved brothers and sisters,
当我们想要我们的教会能够有更多的人来归路来认识这位耶稣基督
If we want to have church prosper and we want more people to come to the Lord,
唯有爱
Only
神的爱借着我们彰显出来
Only but only the love of Christ through us can manifest
主耶稣说如果你们彼此相爱就能够让人看出你们是我的门徒了。
And if you can love each other, then the others will notice that you are my followers, you are my disciples.
所以愿我们在福音宣道的事工上
May all the brothers and sisters who involved in the evangelical works,
我们能够像耶稣这样子
And we can follow the examples, we can follow the role models of our Lord.
借着彼此关怀的爱
and showing our loving care show to each other
借着实际帮助的爱
and we actually show the love with help and assistance
耶稣基督的爱充满在我们当中
so the love of the Lord will be filled among us
很自然的我们的朋友们就愿意在耶稣基督的面前俯伏承认自己是个罪人
And very naturally our true seeker friends will be just like Simon Peter fell down at the Lord's knees saying Depart from me for I am a sinful man
所以小弟就以这两点在祷告之前做我们相互的勉励
So I share with you these two points for mutual encouragement
让我们愿意有再试一次的勇气跟
So may the Lord give us the courage so we can try one more time.
借着爱引人归主。
And through love, we can draw more people to the Lord.
我们现在就跪下来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
同样的我们要接受按手帮助祷告要求圣灵都可以到前面来。
If you like the minister laying hand on you or you want to pray for the Holy Spirit or for any reason, please come forward.